Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's Breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
You know, the thing about that loss for Oregon, and I was thinking about this with Texas, too, as they were getting ready to gack it away against Arizona State, is like, and Texas may be a little different story because they're Texas.
Yeah.
But, you know, you wonder how many of these teams you can build, right? It's like you feel like Oregon has everything it takes to win a championship. They've shown that because they've gone undefeated, passed every test to this point, right? So you look at this team and you
go, playoff teams they beat.
Yeah, I mean, you look at this team and you go, this team can win it. This was not the old Oregon where it'd be like, man, you know, when they meet the real big boys up front, it's going to be trouble, right? So you start to think, well, if they don't win it with Dylan, and Dylan Gabriel's pretty special.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't often have back-to-back quarterbacks like Bo Nix and Dylan Gabriel, no. Right? Like, who's going to be their quarterback next year? Have they even...
Well, I mean...
Have they gotten anybody in the transfer portal?
No one in the portal yet. So we're assuming Dante Moore, but...
I mean, you ain't winning a title with Dante Moore yet. I mean, maybe down the road, but you know what I'm saying? Like this team was special.
It felt like you had the opportunity.
And I felt like this with Texas. It's like, you know, I'm looking at Sark going, dude, first of all, I don't know if he ever wins one just because he's Sark. But he's got Quinn Ewers, and I know Quinn Ewers has been shaky, but Quinn Ewers is a hell of a talented player. And by the way, he pulled it out of the fire for his team with two huge plays in a row to turn that game on a dime.
It looked like
they were dead.
It looked like they were done. Fourth and 13.
And he made those plays. So when you have Ewers and you have all the NFL talent that Texas does, you just wonder, like, does Sark have to win it right here? And I go back to Oregon, and I think, man, I don't know how much better you can build a team, especially at Oregon, you know? So it's frustrating in that way. It's like, we know Lanning's good. We know they've got something that they've never had before even. They've taken this to an even another level. But yet, they didn't get over the hump. As a matter of fact, got their ass kicked. So it's like, well, now what?
Yeah. Well, I said this at the beginning. I tried to put a more of a positive spin on this because I think a lot of people are like, oh, it's a wasted season, and I disagree with that. I think Landon's been here 3 years, and I think you've built on something all 3 years.
But does that keep going north is what I'm saying? It's like
I think greener days and better days, greener pastures, better days, whatever you want to call it, are ahead. I think Landon is building something very sustainable here. Obviously, the recruiting classes, they have a great NIL budget. It's still a very cool, sexy school. I think they're going to continue to be a good program. Will they win a national title? That's the one. I get that that's the last thing you need in order to kind of legitimize your program. But again, go back and look at how many teams win national championships. It's really hard. Jim Harbaugh, how many years was Jim Harbaugh at Michigan before he won a national title?
I know it's hard, but that's the goal.
That is the goal.
And that's where and that's what's frustrating is that they were at that level this year.
I thought this was the team most capable of winning a national championship. And maybe if you didn't have to play Ohio State, maybe you would win one. But to your point, let's say next year they take a step back and then there's going to be the sky is crumbling. We want to believe that there's like this steady arc, like when you're mountain climbing. And it's not. I think there's a lot of peaks and valleys. And next year is going to be a very interesting year because Oregon has dominated in the transfer portal. In fact, when you look at the last couple of years with Lanning, the majority of their big-time players have all been transfer portal kids. And we do know that, you know, in a small little sample, the core of your team does need to come from homegrown, and then you supplement it with the portal. And Lanning has done a phenomenal job of hitting home runs in the transfer portal. And next year, they lose a lot. And I know they've done a nice job in the portal, but these next year or two need to be where the homegrown kids with these top 10 recruiting classes really start to blossom. Because I would make the argument that the next year for Oregon is going to be a big, what do we do? Because think about this. Holden gone, Stewart gone, Tez Johnson gone, four of your five starting offensive linemen, including your best two, gone.
Ferguson gone at tight end.
Ferguson gone. Your Heisman Trophy finalist quarterback gone. Whittington gone. Birch gone. Caldwell gone. Harmon gone.
Maybe James gone if he thinks it's his best shot at the NFL.
Possible. Bossa gone. Your entire secondary gone.
Well, all of that is my point.
Yes. It's
in that you, in today's college football, and Oregon's set up nicely because they have the NIL. They can compete. They're amongst, what are they, top three in NIL?
Yes.
So they're going to be right there. It's just, it seems like in college football nowadays, you just have, it's a year-to-year build,
yeah.
Right? It's like, okay, well, that one didn't win it. Let's go see if we can build one for next year. I get what you're saying about the recruiting classes, but ultimately, it does come down to a few key players.
Yes.
Whether you home grow those or you get those in the portal, those are the guys.
Yeah.
And Oregon didn't have enough of those this year. And you just mentioned all the ones we thought were there. Freaking 85% of them are gone.
Yeah.
So it's just kind of scary. And we know the coach is good. We know they're set up with NIL. They're not going away. I'm not saying they're not going to be good. I just wonder if we look back in 5-10 years and go, boy, that team, that one team that went undefeated was maybe their best chance, and they didn't get over the hump.
I will say that I think next year they may take a little bit of a step backwards, but they should still make the playoff. I mean, the way Oregon recruits, the budget, and now being one of the 12 teams, the expectation for Oregon should be every year to make the playoff.
And then who knows? Maybe you got a good path.
Yeah, and maybe you do have a good path. I just think next year, you know, there may be some growing pains. But much like Ohio State lost two games this year, didn't win the conference, and they got in, and look what happened, right? You don't always have to be the number one team in the country. In fact, not a single one of the top four seeds is left standing. So as we go through next year, and there is some growing pains, and I would assume there would be. If Dante Moore is your quarterback, there's going to be some growing pains. A new offensive line, new weapons, a whole new defense. There's going to be some stumbles along the road. And if you lose a game or two, it doesn't mean that you can't ultimately get where you want to get. But just like anything else, landing is going to have some years, like every other program, where you kind of think this was a better opportunity. And I think you're right. That
all the pieces were in place. I mean, how do you get
this was a real opportunity?
I'm trying to think of like what was missing. I guess maybe. I mean, but on paper, their defense. I mean, I know their defense wasn't, you know, obviously cost them, but on paper, it's damn good. We've seen it play great.
I would say the if you had to say what was missing, you probably didn't have the one player on offense, one player on defense that really tilted the field. And when you look at Ohio State, Jeremiah Smith, and then Caleb Downs, in this game, going to that 4-2 with the three safety look, Caleb Downs ruined Oregon's passing game.
Yeah.
And he's arguably the best safety in football, the transfer from Alabama. And then Jeremiah Smith was a gravitational force that no one could do anything with.
So Kobe Savage wasn't it.
He was not
it. And that was a transfer guy.
He was a transfer guy.
And everybody loved that move, getting him in there.
And like Muhammad's a good corner, but he's not a dominant guy. And then as good as Tez Johnson, and we didn't get to see Evan Stewart, they just weren't Jeremiah Smith.
Smith they just recruited, right?
Yeah.
Obviously, he's a freshman.
He's a freshman. In Miami, he was close going to Miami, and Ohio State got him at the end.
Gee, I wonder how they got him.
I wonder.
But the Ducks do think and hope that they've got this next Jeremiah Smith and DeCorian Moore, who's the number one player in the country coming in.
And so if you ask what this team lacked, I would say it was that. You lacked a absolute game wrecker because you look on the defensive side of the ball, you know, Birch was really good, and Harmon was really good, and Uyunglele was really good. They weren't game changers. And if you look at most national championship teams, Alabama, Clemson, and Dylan Gabriel's really good too, but I don't think Dylan Gabriel was as good as Bo Nix. Dylan Gabriel's a great college quarterback, but he wasn't Deshaun Watson, right? He wasn't one of those, like, truly, like, he wasn't Vince Young. He wasn't Cam Newton. And I would say that's the one thing, is you need to get the gravitational pull player on offense or defense. Remember when they played Auburn, and they really neutralized Cam Newton, but they didn't neutralize Nick Farley?
Fairley.
He was a guy that was just like, well, there's nothing we can do. Or Ezekiel Elliott. And they need that one piece. And when you recruit at the level that they're getting right now with five-star kids, that's where those kids come from. And hopefully this group coming up develops one or two of those guys. As you mentioned, the young receiver that they think could be that.
Yeah, DeCorian Moore, who just won the MVP of the All-American game.
Yeah.
Hey, I have faith in him. I do. I think they've got...
I think brighter days are ahead.
I think the program's cooking. I just feel like that was a real opportunity.
Great chance with a great roster. I mean,
it was all teed up.
Yep. Yeah. And I do think next year, and it's so early, I think next year, regular season, I think there's going to be some dips where people are going to be pissy and moany. I just think that is... It's a lot to ask to lose the production and starts that they're going to lose. And again, look at those names that I just read off on offense and defense, including if it really is Dante Mayer, you're turning to a quarterback with almost no experience. And when we did see him at UCLA, let's be honest, it wasn't game changing. So unless they go out and find another Dylan Gabriel, Bo Nix in the portal, you're going to get some growing pains at quarterback with an all new O-line, all new receivers, And like with Sadiq, the tight end, who showed flashes, but he's never done it in any sort of consistency. There may be some growing pains next year, but maybe that group with the young guys, maybe it grows into something that isn't 13-0 and isn't number one team in the country good, but by the end of the year, maybe they have a better high end than this team here. But this will be viewed as a missed opportunity.
That was rough.
It was rough.
College football, Cloverleaf coming up next on The Fan.